Podcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Tradio. It's 7 minutes after 9. You give us a call here at the station, 907-531-8049, if you have items to buy, sell, or trade. If you have an event you want to tell us about. Joe, how's it going?
Perfect. I think you're right. It was a little breezy last night. It didn't seem to last very long. I heard it a couple times,
yeah.
But a couple of pretty good gusts coming through.
Maybe an hour or so. Yeah,
it wasn't howling all night anyhow, yeah.
I thought someone was like banging on garbage cans or drums outside. And then I'm like, oh, that's probably the wind.
it was pretty good for a while there.
So what is going on with you since the last week?
Nothing.
Nothing in the best way possible?
No, just living the dream, you know, just enjoying it. Waiting for the big homecoming weekend in Wrangell this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hope the kids get over there and do well. I hope hopefully we don't have wind like that when they have to get over because they're going on breakaway, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so hopefully the weather holds for them to get across.
Yeah, games this weekend, and then from my understanding, the high school over there broadcasts them on YouTube. And then I think KSDK also broadcasting those on their website. So in case you're wanting to listen to those, or if you're going to brave it and get over there yourself.
Yeah. No, it's always, I've gone over there for homecoming weekend before, and it's like ours, too. You know, it's just nutso in the gym, you know. And it's all, unlike our gym, they're all on one side. You know,
the bleachers,
yeah. The other side. All the bleachers are on one side, so it's kind of... Everybody's intermingled there, so it's kind of like got your Petersburg end and your end of the bleachers.
I haven't been over to Wrangell High School in a while. I went over there and I announced some roller derby games many moons ago, and I do recall that.
Yeah, the weekend I was over there for the homecoming, I actually went up and did the girls' game when I was watching, because I was over there watching, my grandson was playing the boys.
Okay.
So actually, because they came over here, and I forget her name, but we did it jointly here when Wrangell was here for homecoming too, up in the booth when we did it.
Okay.
So she came over and we did it, and then I went up in the booth and did the girls' game with her in the booth up in Wrangell. It's kind of have you ever been up to been there in Wrangell to get up the booth? It's kind of almost an adventure like us, but
yes.
you don't have to climb this ladder, but you got to go through the school.
Yeah, it was really
come in from the back.
A really interesting setup, and I remember I came in to do the roller derby thing, and I immediately got off the plane and like immediately went to the school and like up to the booth and someone guiding me the whole way and just started announcing. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I got to meet some interesting people. I don't know if you're thinking of Alicia Mullen. She was doing games at the time. That might have been, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's, I think, Jill from the radio station, maybe. I'm not sure.
No, it wasn't Jill. Jeez, I can't remember. She was good, though. She had her little pad there, and she had, by halftime, you know, 3 more seconds after, she had all the stats for you.
Oh, nice.
It was like, yeah, she could, I don't know how she did it, but she did. She kept stats and broadcast at the same time, so. It's kind of fun.
Some people can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. I certainly could not.
I could never. That's what we had. Debbie Thompson always came and did our stats when we were doing basketball here because she kept the scores, fouls, the rebounds, and all we had to do was concentrate on who the players were.
Yeah. I tried doing announcing baseball one time and then trying to keep the book for it at the same time. And I was like, no, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have a caller.
All right. Let's get to him.
Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey there. Good morning. This is Leah calling, and I am calling to let people know that Friends and Neighbors is having their first meeting of the year tomorrow, Thursday, 5:30 potluck. If you're not interested in eating with us, you can always just come at 6 p.m. for the meeting time. And we look forward to seeing you and talking a little bit more about advocacy efforts. And, of course, as always, everyone who is interested in democracy and diversity is welcome.
And that's at the library
conference. Yes. I always forget those little details.
Well, people that know, but the new people would need to know. Yeah.
Exactly. Petersburg Library Community Room, which is the big conference room. Yep.
Right.
5:30.
Good
5:30
deal.
5:30 potluck, 6 p.m. meeting. Yep.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Yeah, and again, if you want to give us a call here at the station, if you have something to share, an event like that, the number again, 907-531-8049. Or if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, you can always let us know.
So what's the status of getting 3808 back?
3808?
is that a long story?
We're waiting on a part.
Okay.
That's the last thing that I have heard.
Okay.
We had gotten a replacement part, and it turned out to be the wrong one.
Okay.
So we have the correct part on order.
All right.
So mainly what the issue has been, too, is it was like people would call in, but the voice would be garbled, and we could not understand what they were saying. So I guess it's a de-garbler. I don't know what other way to describe it. But, and it wasn't for every call. It was just for some, and it was really frustrating because you couldn't count on it. So, but, we're working on it. It's in process, and we will be back to the regular KFSK number eventually. Fully. The number is technically still active because a few people have called us on it. This Anchorage truncate number that we're using right now.
Well, it's just
it works.
Well, as long as it works, it's just hard. You know, when I was listening this morning, it was like, you know, the call. It's like, oh, we got to. I can't. I don't have that memory etched in my brain.
Well,
yet.
Yeah, it's hard to change. You know, 45, almost 50 years of memory, like. What's the number? 907-531-8049. So,
and you know people in Petersburg don't like change.
Well, I think that's just universal.
In
general, I don't like change.
I don't either.
Fear the change.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Just to take a quick look at some other things happening around town. I'm hoping the water on the road issue over by AML has been cleared up. DOT let us know about that yesterday, reminding folks to drive with caution. Again, we have heavy rain and snow. Boat and skiff owners at the Harbor Master officers reminding you to check your boats. Coming up next at 10 is Line 1. The team is processing grief. Reminder also that the Legislative Information Office is closed today. And it will reopen tomorrow, 9 to 5. We also have the Fish and Game Advisory Committee happening today at 6 p.m. at Borough Assembly Chambers. And the agenda including discussion of statewide fisheries proposals. And you can go in person or via Zoom. And you can contact Sam Kirby at 907-269-6977 or sam.kirby@alaska.gov for more information or to get that Zoom link. We also have information about it posted on the online community calendar. And then folks that called in last week was Wave, reminding us about that nurturing parenting class, which starts today. And that's at 5 to 7:30 at the Wave offices. Runs through April 1st. It's every Wednesday. And childcare, meals, and gift cards provided weekly. Register at 772-9283 or email hannah@petersburgwave.org.
Whoa. Thank God for PSAs.
Right?
what is everybody doing? Sleeping today?
It's okay.
It's okay,
As I said to someone, I think, yesterday in an email, I was like, I think we're all still shaking off the winter holiday doldrums, you know? It's that time everyone's kind of in the coma, the post-holiday coma.
Is Sally out of town?
I don't know.
Huh.
I haven't checked in with her in a bit.
Our bingo lady,
Did not call last week, it's very possible.
It seems to me a while back, wasn't she saying she's going to kind of backing out of doing the bingo and that stuff over there?
That I don't remember. I don't either. I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I know she went away.
But she's been doing it a long time.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So someone, the next group has to take it up.
To take over, yeah. The graying of the fleet, as we used to call it. You know, it's time for the young bucks to get taken up and do their chores.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, if you have something that you got going on that you'd like to let us know about, if it's bingo, is happening? I assume.
Yeah. Well, I'll put a pitch in. And I don't know the dates. Is there a PSA for the upcoming EMT class in there?
I don't recall. I have to look real quick.
Okay. I do believe there is one.
It is starting.
Matt or Dave. Dave might be out of town. They're always good on calling that and letting us know that what's going on.
But Matt and Dave have both talked about it, mm-hmm. and Matt did that commentary about it. And it starts on the 25th,
mm-hmm.
And runs for a little while. I don't recall exactly how long. But yeah, that was a kind of a big thing that they reminded us of last week.
If somebody's interested, definitely call through...
Trying to go through the
fire department. Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department has an emergency medical technician course starting on January 25th, an entry level class providing training needed to serve our community as an EMT, with the local emergency medical service, and which is in need of new volunteers. For more details, call 907-772-3355 or email ahankins@petersburg.gov. And as we heard last week as well, the borough manager throwing in that $500 bonus. They'll draw a name for anyone who successfully completes the course, and that person will receive an extra $500 as a little extra incentive.
Perfect. I'm glad we got that out there. Yeah, because that's a big one. And that, when I just talked about the graying of the fleet, and that's where we're at. You know, we have a lot of younger people coming up, stepping up to the plate. You know, Matt Lichtenstein does a lot, and there's several others up there that do mm-hmm. a lot. But yeah, it's time. You know, and we need people. You know, so every what many hands make easier job work. I don't know what that analogy is, but. The more we get, the merrier, and that it avoids any burnout from the EMTs because it's rewarding, yet it's taxing sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And one thing that I thought was helpful that Matt reminded us of is that being an EMT doesn't mean you're on call all the time.
No.
You have your day job, and you have other things that you can do, and so you can, you know, sign up for shifts. Or you can carry around a pager, and you can respond as you are able.
Right.
And you're learning from the great fleet ahead of you.
It's very good. Yeah. It's like I said, it's something you can do, and it's and you know they like to see somebody. You know, when we're going to sign up, you'd like to sign up for so many days a month, and it's I think they're still going shifts 12, 6 to 6. You know, 6 to morning, 6 to day. I think.
Okay.
You know, since I don't, but. Yeah, it's very, very rewarding, and if you have any interest at all, talk to Aaron, and he'll give you the pitch and tell you what it's all about.
Yeah, and again, that class starts on the 25th, mm-hmm. and again, you can call 907-772-3355. The email is ahankins@petersburgak.gov, and it was joinpvfd.org?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And it'll have some information on there, so, yep.
There you go. Let's see. Also, we have Wiggle and... Giggle on a completely different note here. This is just what's in front of me. And that is happening today at 11 a.m. and also again on the 28th. It has been a weekly thing, and now it's kind of moving to it's moving to Wednesdays instead of Thursdays, and B, it's moving to a not every week schedule necessarily. So this Wednesday and Wednesday the 28th at 11 at the library, it's singing, dancing, stories, and playtime fun with friends for kids up to age 5 and their caregivers.
Wiggle and Giggle, huh?
Wiggle and Giggle, you know.
How long did it take him to figure that title out?
I don't know. You gotta get the sillies out.
It's got a ring in there, doesn't it?
It does. Gotta get the sillies out, and my kids are both. There's a lot of wiggle, and giggle from both of them. So, but only one of them is old enough to attend that. The other one's aged out.
Yeah. Well, at that age, up to 5, you said.
Up to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've got a fair amount of energy. They got to burn off there too.
Yeah. And at Christmas, it was like we'd open presents, and then they would get like spun up, and then we're like, "All right, stand up, move around, shake.
Yeah, yeah. Breathe.
For like 30 seconds, just do this and get your energy out.
Breathe a little bit. Yeah, okay. And I'll settle down. I'll start again.
Exactly.
Commence.
All right. 907-531-8049 is the number to call if you'd like to throw something on Tradio today. And just one thing on the recap list there. And that was the Petersburg Friends and Neighbors thing.
Yep. Thursday, which is tomorrow. The potluck starts at 5:30 if you're interested in the potluck. But if you don't want to go eat, or there's usually a lot of food, I gather. But if you bring something, that's great. The meeting starts at 6, and find out what's going on and what they're doing. And if you're at all interested, you know, you may show up, then just find out it's not for you. But it'd behoove you to talk to them and see what you if you're interested.
Yeah. All right, we do have a caller on line one now. You're on Tradio. Good morning.
Good morning. I am looking for some DVDs, as a matter of action, older ones, newer ones, whatever. If anybody has any that they want to get rid of, I'm willing to pay for them. I have a friend who only can watch movies at his house, and I would like to get him some.
Okay. DVDs, what genre are you looking at? Action movies?
Oh, action, cowboy, anything. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And how can they get a hold of you?
518-1406.
Mm-hmm. 1046?
1406.
1406.
Oh, see, good. See, way to keep an eye on me, Stuart. 1406. Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks much. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, that's an item. People gotta have a few amount of those DVDs hanging around that mm-hmm. they don't use a lot of. People don't use them anymore, but there's some people, like maybe on boats or anywhere, that they don't have a Starlink or whatever, internet, and mm-hmm. they watch movies and DVDs.
Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of more recently becoming, well, I was a big proponent of, like, I would collect DVDs for certain shows that I really enjoyed, and you know, then everything went streaming, but now, you know, then your favorite streaming service pulls the show you were trying to watch, then it's like, well, maybe I need to be a proponent for actually getting the physical media again.
Well, if you see that with streaming, you know, the way they're doing things, you know, it's just, they tack it on and tack it on. You got to buy this streaming service, and all of a sudden you got to buy this streaming mm-hmm. service. You got to pick and choose there which one you really want to watch. Like, we had Apple TV, and I don't know how many more series we watch on Apple TV anymore. So I was thinking, well, do we really need to keep that anymore? Maybe we'll get a different one and try it. I don't. That's the beauty of it, though. You can, you know, you're not obligated to sign up for 6 months, a year, whatever.
It's true.
You log on if you know you can. If you think something's good's coming up, a series, you can get it and you know, pay for a month or two and then drop it.
Yeah, we picked up Apple TV when Ted Lasso was running.
Oh,
watched all of Ted Lasso. And then like after that, we're like, oh, we're done.
Yeah. Oh,
I think the new thing on there is Pluribus or something. Pluribus. We haven't watched that at all, so don't know anything about it.
Did you ever watch Shrinking?
No.
On Apple. It was good.
Some folks have recommended that.
And there's a new one. It's the season 3 now. It's been a while since they had, but it's they're going to start a new series, I think, at the end of the month here. So that's, Shrinking was pretty good mm-hmm. with the... Yeah,
I get you. But so if you have DVDs that you are willing to part with for someone who's can only watch DVDs at their house and doesn't have all that streaming stuff,
call 907-518-1406 to get rid of your DVD clutter.
I just have two big, like, CD case kind of things of them. I tossed all the boxes.
I know. Well, we did that about 6 months ago. I didn't know what to do. You know, you want to take them to the Salvation Army. I mean, they don't really want to pile of DVDs either. You don't want to. You could try to give them away, but I think they ended up going to DVD heaven, wherever that goes, somewhere in a landfill in Washington.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, 907-531-8049 if you want to give us a call here at the station for something for Tradio. Also a reminder, let's see, we have a Bingo Size, which is a free program that combines bingo and exercise, music, and prizes, and it's every Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m. in the Parks and Rec Activity Room, and it's sponsored by Petersburg Medical Center and Parks and Rec. For more information or to request a ride, call Becky at 907-772-5580 or email bturland@pmc-health.org. And the Elks Lodge is hosting board game nights Wednesdays during the fall and winter. Games for adults, kids, and families will be available, as well as a simple family-style meal. It starts at 5 p.m. until the last game is over.
Board games.
Board games.
Those kind of aren't really used a lot these days either. You know?
Yeah.
We play a lot of board games, in the evenings and stuff, whether it be Monopoly or... The kids still like some board games when they come over, but those are those games that, what were they playing? Candyland and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have
Chutes and Ladders.
We do that kind of stuff with our kids, too, and maybe not as frequently as we should, but but then there's the competitive board game area, which is like its whole other uh-huh. thing, and then you have people who like get the European games like Settlers of Catan and Ticket to Ride and that kind of stuff, and they can get kind of intense about it. So
we used to get together back when in my youth, my adult youth, and play Risk. Risk was it came out. That was a fun competitive game we had with the guys there, and that was fun.
Yeah, I did some of that. Played some Risk frequently with my friends in my teens and early 20s, and I was a little bit, when I would lose, I was a little bit of a sore loser.
That's not what it's about.
I know, but I learned. I matured over time. Okay. I was young and my brain was not fully developed,
Yeah, it was competitive.
Yeah, I think we got, one time we were playing with a group of friends, and this will show you the level of pettiness I have grown out of, was we were all playing and smoking cigars, and I lost, and so I crumpled up my cigar and poured it on my friend's head because I was so angry.
Nice. You weren't invited to that game anymore.
No. Like, what the... Yeah, that was to kick you out. If it weren't for the fact that we were playing at my house, I would have been at 86.
Yeah, right.
But, I've gotten better.
Good. Through therapy, you've gotten lots of better.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've pretty much wrapped things up for today.
It's a quiet day. Well,
that's okay.
Just leave it with friends and neighbors, and somebody's in search of DVDs, 518-1406, if you've got some DVDs. And that was about it, except for our banter.
Yep, that's all good. Okay. We appreciate everyone who did call in, and we appreciate you all for listening. And, of course, we'll be back again on Friday for another Retro Radio. And, thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll get back to music momentarily.
Ah, quiet day. Where is everybody?
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at Petersburg Properties.